Passage 2. Patients with HIV often develop shortages of vitamins in the body. Researchers examined whether giving these patients a multivitamin with a mineral supplement helps to improve the body's natural defenses in fighting disease. For 30 years, AIDS has been a major health problem in some African countries south of the Sahara Desert. In Botswana, one of every four adults is infected with HIV. Yet the country also has aggressive AIDS prevention campaigns. That is why Professor Mariana Baum decided to carry out her research on HIV and vitamins there. Professor Baum studied almost 900 newly infected adults in Botswana who had not yet been given anti-AIDS drugs that target HIV. The adults were divided into groups. Each group got different combinations of vitamin B, C, E, and the mineral selenium, or a placebo. Most patients with HIV do not have enough vitamins. Professor Baum says she thought the multivitamins by themselves or the mineral selenium by itself would help strengthen the immune system. She was wrong. We were surprised to find that only the combination was effective. Studies show that when people with HIV begin taking antiretroviral drugs shortly after infection, they can stay healthy and are less likely to pass the virus to their sexual partners. But many patients do not have enough money to pay for treatment. Professor Baum says the vitamin and mineral therapy combination should help people in low-income countries better control the virus. A simple multivitamin supplementation with selenium provided early in HIV disease can actually slow the HIV disease progression, and it should be provided very early in HIV infection. She says the vitamin therapy should not replace antiretroviral drugs, but it can help people who cannot get those medicines.
Questions 13 to 15 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 13.
Why did Professor Mariana Baum decide to carry out her research in Botswana?
Question 14. What did Professor Mariana Baum find out about vitamins and HIV?
Question 15.
According to Professor Mariana Baum, what do we know about the vitamin therapy?